Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. So happy to have in the studio with me Eric Langdon, Director of Development for the Capital Area Humane Society. Good evening, Eric.
Good evening. How are you?
I love that you came into the studio with us. Sometimes we're on the phone so much, it's fun to have you face to face.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to be here. And as I told you, I only live a couple blocks away. So it was extremely easy for me to drop in after work today, and it'll be a short trip home.
Very good. Love and excuse for you to get out a little early if you needed to.
Exactly.
I have to go do this show.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Well, and I have things to do, too. It is a busy holiday season, so this works out well.
Perfect. So glad that you're here. Pet adoption at holiday time, it's a perfect time to do it. We had a couple minutes to chat just now. You've been awfully busy recently.
Extremely busy. Yeah. Well, you mentioned it's a perfect time, and it is. There's really no bad time as far as we're concerned is for anyone to come in and adopt a new family member. There are things that you do want to be careful of during the holiday season. You know, there's two things you think of this time of year. You think of the holidays, of course, and then, you know, you step outside and you need to only look at your own breath to realize that it's very cold. And there's a couple things that, you know, we try to encourage people to keep in mind around this time of year. You know, you think of an animal, you think they have a warm, furry coat, and you would think that they could be all right outside. But that's not really true for extended periods of time. And we caution people to be aware that even though your dog has what seems like a warm, furry coat, they still are exposed out there. They can get hypothermia. They can't even die if left outside for too long. Normally, they'll be okay if they're going on a walk or being exercised for a certain portion of time. But on those real cold days, you need to be careful and watch your animal when they're outside. I know our dogs at home, I can even see they'll start stepping, light stepping with their feet because their feet get cold, their toes get cold, and that can be dangerous. And then, of course, with the holidays as well, you have holiday parties. Oftentimes, there are snacks, candy out with dishes on low tables. Chocolate can be poisonous to dogs. You need to be concerned with that. Tinsel on Christmas trees is dangerous to cats. They can eat that. Sometimes you think they might just be playing with it, but they can ingest it and it can get stuck in their intestines and cause all sorts of problems. So those are some things to be concerned about. And then if anyone is into outdoor winter sports, a lot of times people will have antifreeze around for things like snowmobiles, which is also toxic to animals as well. So on our website, we have a nice little document that you can pop up. It's right on our home site, cahs-lansing.org, where you can get all sorts of tips on ways to keep your pets healthy and happy during the holiday season.
Let's go back to the basic about a pet as a gift. I've gotten a pet as a gift before. Of course, one of the happiest days ever to get a pet at Christmas time. But what if you're not sure, you know, how do you pick a pet for another person?
Well, you know, the funny thing is we encourage not to do that.
Oftentimes,
unless you're really sure and it's something you've talked about with somebody, we don't actually allow someone to adopt as a gift for someone else. Now, if it's for the family, of course, the person that comes in is allowed to do that. But we do encourage that they discuss it with their spouse, with their friend, whomever they are adopting the pet for. You know, kids, I think, will be happy for the most part with any animal that you get. But we do encourage a discussion there or that someone is really sure that they know the animal they're getting is something that their significant other would be interested in. So
very good. Now, you took me on a tour a couple of weeks ago. I'm still getting over some of the beautiful animals I saw. They're very tempting, and it may be in my future. Go through the process of people coming out and, you know, and when they're interested in a pet, how do they start the process of looking for that animal when they come through the doors?
Well, most people, over three-fourths of the people who visit our website go directly to the pet gallery. You know, there's a whole bunch of other stuff on there. We'd wish they'd go and visit and read and learn more about us. But really, the core thing that we do is adoptions and pets. So over three-quarters of the people who visit the website, they really start there usually. And then, you have people who want to stop in and see the animals. And most people who even see them on the website, of course, want to meet them in person before they're going to do anything. And, of course, they would have to adopt. So the first step is choosing the animal that's right for you. For some people, that's a certain breed, a certain kind of cat, short, long hair. But for others, it's about walking in and developing a bond. Sometimes you look into their eyes and they kind of make a connection with you, and that's the way you do it. And then from there, it's can be somewhat of a lengthy process, maybe 15 to 20 minutes. depending on the questionnaire that we do. But we try to make sure that these pets are going to a home that's going to be safe for them. And we want to be sure that the people who are adopting are aware of what they're getting into. There are certain breeds of dogs who really require a lot of exercise and need to be out more and won't be happy and can be destructive in a home if they're not exercised properly. So we just try to make a match on our end to make sure it's going to be good for everybody. And then it's sign a couple papers and everyone's off.
Your staff is really great about providing a lot of information about the pets that you have as well.
Yes. Yeah. People ask me all the time questions about the animals we have, and I really don't know a whole lot, but our front desk staff works intimately with each animal, knows a lot about their personalities, their tendencies, if they'd be good with teenagers or young children at home, if they're fearful of other animals, if it's better to be a lone animal or better in a home with other animals. So they are really educated on the animals that we have at that time. And there's a lot of turnover with animals. So, we encourage them to ask any questions when they come in. The front desk usually can answer just about anything for you. And we have full medical history on the animals as well. So
you have an adoption special going on right now that I wanted to be sure we got to.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. $5 cat adoptions right now. So not only is it $5, but we always, on a regular basis, have 2-for-1. Cats. So adopt one, get the second one at no charge. It's the same thing. So you can actually get 2 cats right now for $5. And someone asked me the other day, they said, is there something wrong with these cats? Have they not been spayed or neutered? Did they not receive vaccinations? And these are the same cats that normally would go for the $95 rate. It's just a matter of we have so many of them. It's the holiday season. We'd love to see them go to a happy home. So we reduce that adoption fee, and we're hoping that'll entice people to come in. As we were talking about, we had as many adoptions in the first 2 days of this special as we did all of last week in 6 days. So it ran Monday. It started Monday this week, and it runs through Thursday. And we are open regular hours tomorrow from noon to 7 p.m. So people can stop in, and there are still many, many adoptable animals waiting for a happy home.
That's right. And by appointment, they can come in Christmas Eve day if they start the process tomorrow or in touch
Correct.
With you.
Yep. As long as it's a full adoption, we're allowing 8 slots for people to pick up on Christmas Eve from 10 a.m. to noon, and that's hopefully a good way to help them surprise the family.
I can't tell you, a puppy or a kitty with a bow on the collar, it's something special. It's happened in my house. It's incredible. Well, I want to thank Eric Langdon, Director of Development, Capital Area Humane Society, for stopping by. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, same to you, and thanks for having us in. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. We'll be back in just a bit.